continue, we reach the city that the unit that doesn't work much, and now we were the one, I think, what AC indicated, program one. You see the water sector has got more. Again, like with Mr. Masangu, I'm not interested, we've gone through all these indicators before, I'm not interested in going to every little detail, but really the big ones, like just now, I tried to pull them out, that I need to go through the indicators. Okay, we've already gone through this process. So just as you go along, pull out the big ones, I offer. Thank you, and continue.
I want to interrupt your thoughts before. There's one issue which I should have raised when I was talking about just to indicate, when I introduced the staff, there were a number of actors that I introduced. But just to put on record that the processes for the filling of the DDG posts are underway. Two of them have gone through the DDG processes, and we're expecting that during the month of April or before that the CFO for the water training entity and the DG National Water Resources Infrastructure, and then on Tuesday we've got the interviews taking place for the... You'll have to phone this door, I think.
Let me know that you're not...
And then the interviews for the... Chair, then the interviews for DDG policy and planning and the DDG infrastructure, I mean regulation, take place on Tuesday, and then shortly after that will be the process of the filling of the post of DDG corporate services. And if those all go ahead, then we'll have a second line structure for the staff.
So when you come back in May have that done, you get the report out officially.
Chair, when you were dealing with environment, I heard you talking about cabinet processes. All of these go into a cabinet process, so I'll bear in mind the May that you speak about.
Yes, I may have to block the ones that I don't like, stick to the cabinet now.
Okay.
Thanks for reminding me, I forgot about the cabinet,
Chair, thanks, an honourable member. Let me just briefly run through those as you requested. Program 2 is Program 2 is jointly handled by myself and Bobby, but for continuity I just run through them. Audit information management is in Bobby's responsibility. It's not a new information system, this one. It's just to integrate information system. There are a number of information systems in the department, so that's to integrate. That's number 1.4. Chair, and then the institutional oversight, you are well aware of, we've been here many times, that our oversight function over the CMAs and the other entities and the institutions. The strategic objective 2.1, a key one is...
No, just wait, there's 1.6 here.
Yes.
There's two CMAs gazetted with, those are the present two.
That's the present...
Oh, those are new ones.
Those are the present two that will be... extended, but according to the configuration of those, it will be reconfigured, and as well as two additional ones.
Yeah. So when am I going to receive an input to see what you reconfigure in?
Yeah, we will report to you on when you are here on the 16th, we can cover that, Chair.
Yeah, because, you know, we've never really discussed the reconfiguration of things and what decisions you've made. I haven't engaged with them. Okay, next one.
On the planning, it's a key one. There are a number of reconciliation strategies developed. That means that we reconcile demand and supply in the attraction, as well as plan for feasibility studies for two dams, Oxford and Fjordberg, as well as feasibility plans for other resource development projects. What Peter has said before, this is critical in terms of extended the increase in the budget, that the planning should be up to date.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then on water pricing, I'm now on 2.3 up there. Water pricing is a key one. It is a project dealing with a funding model, water pricing, as well as the slide 31.
Have you seen the strategy?
No, the strategy is not completed. It's still in the being done in the department.
Thanks, Gazette for publication.
I hope it will be visited. It will be visited.
Now, I want to, we must see a copy of it before you send it out. May I be given an input that we understand what it is doing?
It's a joint project looking at funding model for water, as well as pricing, as well as the economic impact. It's a project dealing with those three components.
Yeah, then I want, really, you guys, make note of this. We want to engage on this thing. The committee wants to engage. This is a vital thing for politicians. Water pricing.
Okay. The next one, Chair, also is the realignment of the water box, as well as the water resource infrastructure institution.
We haven't had that either.
Yeah.
So that means I hope that when we this time get the water board and CMA, we're going to get all those things. What's the plan then?
Can be checked.
Okay.
And then the next one we discussed earlier today, the policy and strategy, is the revision of the National Resource Strategy, as well as the amendment of legislation. Now, the relationship here is Mr. Singh is here, as he's directed legal services from policy side. We give policy inputs and function inputs, and legal services do the actual legal drafting.
I don't see the... DR tells us an agreement has been reached with the Mineral Resources Department to align all the projects, the permitting, the water permits, the EIA, and that legislation is going to be brought for those two departments. So the water order needs legislation to give effect to these, that agreement.
Shall I can't answer it now. We'll have to come back to you on that one.
But it's not on your list of priorities, it's a high priority that Minister
I mean, so part of the redrafting of legislation and the amendments are to integrate with other departments, other legislation.
Yeah, but this is a specific agreement that has been reached. And the three pieces of legislation need to urgently be passed through Parliament so we can realign the three processes.
Okay, I need to have an answer to Mr. Boston.
Chair, we've been part of that process with the environment and mineral resources in terms of getting the alignment, but really the alignment around the regulated processes. So it covers our water use licensing, and treating around the water use licensing aspects will be dealt with in the amendments to the National Water Act and Water Services Act at that stage. So it won't come through it'll be incorporated in that exercise.
But then you must put it behind the target. There is a National Water Service Act there. And the Water Board. National Water Board. You see what I'm saying? Okay, so yeah. So, and DNR. Okay, so
Integrated planning continued this draft climate change strategy for the water sector to put into the bigger climate change white paper. And then strategic objective 4.2, water information management, that what we do in terms of monitoring of groundwater sites, caving stations, and then very importantly also report on the state of water, and then water ecosystem, and the number of river systems.
You've got a report then.
That
kind of report is the state of water you're going to have ready.
That report is due in the next year.
Yeah, we must be told when that's ready, just like the water program. Because I want to take an input there. Annual report on the state of water.
My colleague from Bangi will tell you
where you actually need. It should be there.
Okay.
Water ecosystems, number of river systems determine resource quality objectives to uplands. That means, Chair, that for river quality, we haven't got a single standard. We've got an objective for each and every catchment. With your permission, I'll jump to program 5 while I'm in the seat.
Yeah.
And then come later, go back to program 4. Program 5 is regulation. The first one is the issue of water authorizations and then the compulsory licensing process, which is to be done in two cases. That's dealing with the reallocation of water to new farmers, emerging farmers. Strategic objective 3.1 is ensuring compliance, that's dealing with the new water quality, wastewater services, and the number of frequent supply systems to be assessed. It comes to, here we can go into detail if we do the blue and green drop presentation. And then strategic objective 4.1, ensuring compliance with water legislation, that's the economic regulator to be established. As part of the project I mentioned, the project dealing with water tariffs as well as funding. That project also deals with what format of economic regulation we will have. So we can link to you when that study is completed about the outcomes, both the tariffs as well as the economic regulation. Resource regulation, number of dams evaluated for dam safety. That in terms of the National Water Act, we have to put a publication there in terms of all dams, not only the departmental dams. And drinking water quality, that's again the assessment for federal standards. And then enforcement, we've got a number of
more. How much, I mean, you say, yeah, our target is 960 water treatment collectors. How many are in the country?
There are around 800. What we have, municipal systems, what we have done lately is there also a number belonging to public works. That's for hospitals and prisons and schools like that.
So we
increase because of that. But there are also a number in private hands. Some golf estates, etc., for private demand treatment works. So they also want to be assessed. So we extend it in this last year and this year to include all the public works and private systems. You find a number of cases interesting to you when the municipality, especially on the office, that they can't extend the municipal system. So they require from developers to treat their own sewage at those estates or some of the security values as well. So we monitor that as well.
Okay.
Okay, and then the last one is compliance monitoring and enforcement of undermines. I think that was all from my side.
Okay, undermine.
Yes, sir. I'll just get back to Saldeca for Saldeca.
Where do we deal with those mines that don't have water lines, but are operating?
It's part of those. Compliance. Yeah, compliance of all, in terms of all standards, in terms of all...
Have we ever received a report to tell us which are these mines that are acting without a water line?
Yes, we did provide a report.
You provide that?
Yes.
That's
a number of times. But we can always update it.
Number of times.
We can always update it.
Okay. And number of times.
Can I correct that? Let's correct that. The Chair, it comes through not as reports to you as part of the committee, but on a regular basis we are responding to a question from the National Assembly asking for that detail. So that's the report that your party is referring to.
I knew
you were
talking to
me,
Edward. Real excellent talking. I knew it. I know that I asked for it. But I just wasn't sure where I got it, because I remember the last time that hearing, there was a lot of things about these mines that are not. But I need, before the 16th of April, that you want to ask questions. We want to list and want to name and share those mines that are without water. And
so that we can maybe help us wipe the effluent off his face. 100 effluent.
Chair, while Rokas is just changing his feet, in terms of that compliance monitoring of the 100 mines that we've got there, you made reference to the agreement with DEER and DMR. As part of that arrangement with the Feed Department, one will plan to make sure that that compliance monitoring that the Feed Department do it at the same time, that we're targeting the same mine, that you don't have DMR coming in 1 month, Blue Scorpions, and then the Blue Scorpions on, at different times. So that's part of the alignment coming after that process of engagement between the departments.
Okay, okay, so we'll get that list of stuff that they need. All right. Hey, thank you. Yeah. The rest of the box is a search form. Yes, thank you, Mr. Kekka, how about being late, sir? I face Kopo, I'm being my mom. I'm way, way out here, Janko. Okay, we go back to program 4. 32. Okay. Just do the important ones, eh? Upgrade. What's the problem?
We can
find it. You're fine.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes,
sir. This is regional implementation and support. And the key problem here is the problem is looking at addressing regional health infrastructure. Here, one of the important indicators for obvious reasons and in line with the new group health and all other national frameworks is the creation of that. In 2016 to 1994, the other one is the institutional establishment. Here, under this indicator, we're looking at the problem is aimed at supporting those who are farmers. And we do that through the provision of subsidy and also through the subsidy to operate and maintain infrastructure, but also through interventions like we've got serious constraints when it comes to the budget. But I think the other reason is that from the side of Treasury, I don't think we have really engaged them or get them to understand what the problem is aiming to achieve. So we
what do you do? I mean, they've got a farm there. Are you giving subsidy for them to be able to employ more staff?
To operate the infrastructure, to employ more staff, obviously, to give them water as well. In some cases, we actually fail to fund a part of building of the pipe infrastructure.
So providing infrastructure, you create jobs.
That's right.
That's the feeling good, yeah. Okay.
The other one is the rainwater harvesting program. Initially, when we introduced this program, the idea was to support food security. However, due to challenges that are related to access to drinking water and the drought, etc., a big proportion of this budget ended up going to providing tanks. But initially, it was meant to look at better technologies that could enable communities to harvest rainwater and use it for food production. But we still looking, we really want to focus on it going forward.
Yeah, but I mean, I was thinking what jobs would you create there either. If you say
taken a shortcut with the tank. I've intuited your own that it rather becomes looking at new technologies and see how many jobs it
takes
than the tank.
The other problem is adopt a river problem. This is a very, very good problem that also is facing a concern. What we do in the is to train communities and the target force, mainly women, train them to do basic water quality management courses. And they do clean around the river. So a small community around the same river will be trained in doing the necessary water quality, but with a very high impact, and the team managed to create.
Yeah, I mean, these rivers that run through some of our towns and our councils get really filthy. And there must be a lot of opportunities for education for people to measure that water all the time to be able to say it's quality. Actually, to want people not to drink it, because people drink it, particularly kids. It's a river, so you drink there. And then, of course, also clean it. There must be a lot of opportunities there.
And I think all of these projects, except for the first one, Jay, they are, in terms of impact, the impact is huge, and you need to bring investment in your development. Because when you're providing basic training and...
basic salaries, I think you guys try this one, DJ. Try and see if we can't link up also with Dion. We can't get our own people for money and so on. Dion got all their EPDW, and this is the kind of thing they do. To see if we can't get people in there to clean these rivers. I tell you, that one is run there to Alexander.
Oh, okay.
I mean, this, even these canals that run here in Cape Town, part of all these smart stuff. They filthy those. People just dump their stuff in those canals. So there's a lot of opportunities to clean that stuff. I mean, if you this river, I say, where the Gulf is drawn about, that river that comes down there next to the freeway, that thing is filthy. It is terrible. And you see kids in there. Okay, this is a place for huge expansion. And it doesn't have to cost money. This is you give the basic salaries and the EDCW. Okay.
The other one is the war on it. Again, this is a problem that when gets a lot of spin off. You create jobs, you save water, you address the infrastructure. You address issues related to revenue that growth. They get trained in basic planning. In most cases, in social community, I find few people that get trained in basic planning and they go around the houses in the neighborhood and fix the leak. In some cases they are even able to get up to their own provinces and or rather at their own municipal boundaries to do the work in other areas.
Yeah, not big training, not big money, but you can have a lot of
impact. Water services project, Zandile Mati will talk to this one in much more detail in her presentation. Strategic objective 2 is also about regional bulk. Here we're looking at the number of bulk infrastructure schemes completed per year. Here the reason why the number is low in relation to the budget that you saw earlier on, because these are huge projects that are implemented over a period of about 3 years. And it is for the reason that the minister has actually asked us to look at shortening the time period to make sure we focus on the few schemes, we invest as much as possible so the scheme getting as soon as possible. The SDG did speak earlier on about the linkage or rather alignment of this program with the various things. And the national development and aspect, etc. They did indeed alignment.
Is it that grant disposal? And how does that grant you doing south kingdom?
That has been finished, but we've got a number of things that are on
it. It will be your target for this year?
Yes.
Okay, well look, when we give that input, I
I want to hear more about that crown.
Institutional establishment, again here, is about the number of resource consumers that get access to water. Problems that are mainly contributing to this objective is the water allocation reform, and I think we agree to the department that we haven't moved as fast as we are supposed to move in that regard. However, through the acceleration, or rather the improvement of the licensing process, we have been able to come up with a targeted process of ensuring that the number of resource crossers who apply for water through the licensing process do indeed get the water has been prioritized. Number of rainwater harvest intake installed for food production. Water services projects will be covered in much more detail by the chair. A decision was taken in the treatment that water services should be part of a water of federal form. However, we think only back to problem two should be covered under problem two. Then I have to move to the strategic objective 2.4, improving water use efficiency. And the speak to the volume of water base to monitor water use efficiency. The targets, or rather the reference that was made by the president in the previous day's forum. And we're looking at saving water across all the sectors. There has been a lot of focus in the department, and we're trying to address it on the new system. However, we realize that we need to move towards the agriculture, which is the future, including industry. And Helga can speak more about the work that we're doing in this regard, including setting targets for these sectors to improve water usage. The second day is 13 million cubic meters.
There's more or less than we've got now.
It's more. Water sector support, the strategic objective, water sector support to it links to what Herkhat has just presented on the number of water services authorities that comply with water quality. The quality is low given the overall performance of municipalities across the country, because this has huge budgetary implications. It talks to the establishment of the infrastructure itself, it talks to the resources that are required to actually operate the infrastructure accordingly. That is why we have the new target. Number of water services authorities or municipalities supported to implement water conservation and water minimization. This is one of the functions that we definitely have to focus on. Taking a look at the slide earlier on presented by the SDGs, where there is no doubt that a government is investing a lot of money in building new infrastructure. And if I have to emphasize, it's about building new infrastructure. However, if one defines what new infrastructure is, you can't afford to exclude functions like this. Water conservation, which should be an integral part of your water provision, including the operation and maintenance. And I will speak more on this when I present on the hotspots and the difficulties that we are encountering. So currently we've got very little funding available, that is why our package is quite low. Expanded like that, very few, only about 28% of municipalities are implementing this program. The package is low because of the funding. However, we need to move towards ensuring that there's regulation and there's also i.e. from the side of the municipality, they need to be able to function as an integral part of the water services function. Moving to the next one, about the community infrastructure water project implemented through the accelerated community infrastructure program. This is a program that was put in place in the department to deal with the, what one proactively deal with as service delivery failures. category water conservation service members in the sector, including interpretation. There again, the budget is at the very low corridor, which was about 227 million for the whole country, so it's a drop in the ocean compared to what is required. The intervention has been made to prevent water supply, and the only cost is again very low, and you will, I will be talking to this
doing the construction on the central basin,
and that's the insertion of the deep plug pumps and
the start on the central
plant. Yeah, we started, yeah. That work is in progress. We've got contractors on site. The pumps are being secured, partly paid for in terms of the deposits, and they're doing all the surface preparation for the insertion of those pumps and also for the sludge plant, the concentration of the sludge and the treatment of the AUD coming out of there.
Opening a pig with things.
We got the qualification
revolves around revenue primarily. What we think we need building is a big part to play, right? So it's all revenue collection and
On
the asset raises we've been okay. On the regular expenditure not. I think what you're saying is this is a target that we working towards in 2013-14, the forthcoming financial year. And the rationale, as I was saying, is so I think it comes down a little from there.
Yeah, but your opinion is that you think you're going to get it coming right.
I'm going to
get it right.
I think we definitely making progress. We are making progress. We're working on the right thing. The challenges are, there are a lot of historical challenges. We are, for example, in the process of implementing our CEP, which is a new, upgrading it. So in that, there's a number of the building difficulties that we had and problems that we had historically. So I think that should help. And we should start seeing the benefits of this new system. Obviously, everything we've done, we're augmenting it with a lot of manual processes that we've got. So with the new system, I should exercise, you should see some efficiency coming through. And I think that's why we're talking about 2030 and 2040. But I think they are enough definitely starting to also with my population, there's a lot of focus there that you've got.
Have you applied for this job again or was it someone else you applied for? I mean, Yes.
Yeah.
And and then they augment.
So they want to make sure that people are okay as well.
Now, how much, what is this figure at the moment, the 848, what is it at the moment?
I think it's probably about half of that. How the tariff is structured, the structuring of the tariff is as follows. So we recover for quality, we recover for operations and maintenance, for the infrastructure, the cost, appreciation, etc. And then a component that we put in front, like the call return on air, basically. So that's what it's known, but the set is what it's targeted towards is to make sure, is to make sure that we basically pay in infrastructure, and for the infrastructure we develop our stuff. So currently what's happening.
But the key UN treasury, you sat down and you look at all this and you said, in theory that if we run this thing properly, it shouldn't be a reason that we can't collect 848 or 850. And it's typical treasury, they make it 848, you don't care, you don't think it's 848. Okay.
A little bit like that.
So you guys look at that, add the capacity you think is there, but you're collecting half of that at the moment, more
than. For that specifically, I mean, you're collecting a lot more than that. But there's a big, the 5 billion comes from historic, from the historic.
Yeah.
So that you need to collect. But new cash flow, basically, is
at the moment, the new cash flow that you're getting every year,
specifically,
let's say half of that, and you'll have to up that and get it to a stage you get.
The cash flow specifically targeted for funding the refurbishment program. Remember, we also have got operations and maintenance costs, etc. That the depreciation charges, which is specifically targeted for specific purposes. The tariff targeted for to fund the refurbishment program, and that's the charge that we're talking about. The currency is primarily funded by a national bank, and it's in the order of about 2 billion. Next year it's going to go to 2.4 billion, and then it will increase to 2.73 billion in the year. I've done all the presentation that I was going to do.
Okay, now we'll get more detail. You can explain that later. Alright, paragraph 3. That's the next one.
Page 41. Thank you, Chair. I'm responsible for water infrastructure management in column 3. I'm just going to go straight to the project. But maybe just explain the objective of the main of the plan, which is problem 3, is the development of new infrastructure and also operation and maintenance of the infrastructure. So we specifically go into the big project of the pipeline as well as road and operators with the road specifically in case where funds are coming from the system access. I'm just going to go straight to the project vision 2, Mokoro River Augmentation. We're collecting 95% completion by end of the next financial year. There is a very interesting slide that maybe I need to take the comments to, so then it will explain how we're planning to report moving forward. The one with the
44.
Yes. Yes. I think basically the infrastructure branch takes the responsibility of the project right from phase 5, which is the design, construction and commissioning. So from now on we'll be reporting on the on design. We'll be reporting on the 3 phases of the project. So I'll then go back and follow the approach that we have reflected on the site. And I'll go back.
Okay, phases 1 to 4 is another unit that you guys do 5 to 7.
Yes. It is planning, which is unit. Then we take it when there's already a record of the building, in addition, it's called an IG. And they give it to us for indicating how the project will be executed, then we take it from there. And we go back then to, like,
the Mokolo is 95 in construction, which is you.
Yes, it is construction.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
you'll recall that when we had the meeting with you on the indicators in the rationale, we presented a half-baked version of this year. And what we've done on page 44 is broken it up and shown and described each of the stages from 1 to 4, which constitute the planning stages, and typically that take up 9 to 10% of your overall project budget. And then Zambia from Program 3 steps in from phases 5 through to 7 when we get through to commissioning and implementation. And that's where the bulk of the cost of projects come in. And then we've just given some descriptors under each of those steps to indicate what takes place.
Okay.
Yes, So it's important as you begin to narrow down your options as you accessibility study. Then the decision making stage. When now there is already a business case on the table, it's clear which option are we adopting. But when we get into now complying most cases, now we begin to test the public, like we gazette, we begin to gazette these things, looking now for comments from the user, the last year era, where people are objecting, reserve information, environmental approval. You'll see sometimes in the government process that they just doesn't check the media. Right now, we are telling the public and the interested parties that they're going to be, where they're going to take this around these environmental parameters. Then we invite people to comment. This process cannot be regulated more from the environmental, from NEMA side. This is where they then issue me the document called Record of Implementation Decision. When we are clear for this data, they say then, when you need to then speak to me, now you can go on the ground. Then I then get on the ground by bringing in engineers who then design the plan. And then I'm also responsible for construction. I'm also responsible for commissioning. In some instances, you find a situation where I'm able to run both design and construction parallel. Not advisable, but some instances we do run it, especially when we are in our own internal construction plan, because it's easy then for them to understand where it's going. But where we are going to use external contractors, we do have to use preliminary designs. We only wait for final design to come out before we engage them. But that is how it works. But sometimes it can run parallel, the two things, the design and construction.
So when they come to here to this page and they say 95% of construction, so they say they're already here and they're going to be finished with 95% of that page. So they're very close to almost being finished with the whole page. And
at the moment, I honestly do not have data, and I'm trying to make sure that I benchmark. I mean, that's what I'm trying to benchmark. I've noticed that it depends on the attitude of the engineer. If you start, you stay home, but there are other guys who take almost 2 years, and I've said that as benchmark. And the performance of the engineers are going to be done on the basis of all of that. So I'm busy trying to benchmark.
So we
are trying to do that. We are also moving towards a stage, especially with our construction team, where we are now moving towards signing SLA with them. We will be pushing them as a normal contractor from 1st April, which is next week onwards. We just have a normal work program, pay as a payment certificate and so forth. It's a common monitoring of work. It's a cover that I'm trying to do, we're trying to instill, but it will take some time. Another thing that I've seen coming up in most of the questions is the issue of the damage finish. Yeah, I was reporting that near by finish. But you still get a situation where there is no water in the area. Because from the dam, you need a bulk distribution system that will take water out at times from dam to the municipality, and then there's another layer which is a reciclation. The previous dam that was constructed, there was no synergy between what the municipality is doing and what the society has been doing. Hence, you would get dams like Nandoni, like Niaga, that have not been reciclated and fixed today. But the thing that has done is that, especially for current dams that are just closing, that we have been there to the municipalities. We are signing the MOU. I was busy up and down because he is signing an MOU between the Queen of Mpumalanga and herself today or tomorrow, where they are doing that before the second period. That whole area, whatever was intended to benefit from any other dam, will benefit, and it is also a joint project between the Kenya and the Minister of Minyada. The same thing we're trying to do on Kongola for on Kenya. Despite the fact that Kongola demonstrates long, 10 years back, but it is still not yet fully regulated. She has also said she wants to sign another MOU with the Queen of Tibet, and today, when we complete them, she can let it say people are as you want, instead of just completing it there. So we will see in the future reporting on those three decision policies, which will be the dam, the confining area, covering Nandoni Dam, Nyaga, that is the Bushbuck Radio Business MOU. To conclude on the life is that she comes with this direction while we are still dealing with the war. We are busy now contemplating a whole Sikukuni area which will be covered with the war border. But not only Sikukuni, we are also looking right up to Mokala Kwena, Mokobane, Hakanyan, right up to Puluan. But we will be looking in a new budget system for the war, which is helping change to cover all those particular areas. So that is the opportunity of using now, which is working very good with the municipality. Okay. So Mokolo, we are at 95%. The command water supply, we are 90%. This is almost complete with us. Along with the project, last week it was part of Water Week celebration. I must say that the concept was a success. We were together with FM and CCA and the minister working that project over the DG last week. And then only the Water River, which is the raising of Little Mia Dam. We will see a construction of Little Mia Dam. The tender is out. In fact, it's closed. The Little Mia tender is closed. We will be we're hoping that by the end of the financial year we'll be 85% completion. Basically, we are just raising the demo. It's not a good person the process from first. And the same with the medium, we will make a thing at the end of the 13-14 financial year will actually be constructed because we're almost done with it. And I think I was just saying to the team that this was a mistake. I did report to say that we are going to see gas in the area of the Lillian by March, May. We are going to start the direction of the intervention. We were signed already, I was signing yesterday, we are signing the MOU with Sunrise. Somebody is starting the plan to complete. Somebody is already starting to look for the construction team that will start the direction of intervention. The same with what happened. We will primarily be involved more on preliminary work around construction, more site establishment, because it's a big project, a good long project. So what happens will do more site establishment during the financial, the 13-14 financial year. MLCS will be 90%, sorry, more immigration setting, it will be 90%, it will be at construction. The great Jabalika, which is the Nyalika dam, will be at design. I'm hoping we will be at design stage. I'm hoping with time, because we still have not received records of implementation decision on this one. The same with Amin, we have not received the records of implementation decision, but I'm hoping that will be structured by my colleagues from planning, and then we should be at design, at least a 20% design on all of them. And then phase two, we will also bring the financial assessment for this DS design stage.
So basically one looks at that, there's a whole lot of four projects that are close to complete and then there are four projects in the beginning.
Yes.
So really nothing in between,
but I don't almost finish all
just about
stuff. Yes, there's nothing in between. Except that we can maybe say the DDS works, because the more budget system in page 41, Chair. Yes, in page 41, we are somehow in media with phase 2C of the budget system of the war. We will be starting with construction on phase 2B next financial year. So I think
there is a project that's kind of
Yeah. Right. Yeah, there are big projects. We are going to be executing phase two.
Where's the
has not moved to us. Hey, I think my colleagues will have to do
the
We have closed out first action for the joint efforts of the department, FCOM, major economic users from the pipeline from Val, taking water to stand up to most of those areas. We grappling with the capacity. It was beautiful skin care, very high standards. Now we are trying to build capacity to operate and maintain. This is the pressure. The one that was just closed out. It is now open. Yeah, we will report. Yeah, we will be reporting on pressure now under ONN. You may not see it, but I mean, must just flag because it is a very key infrastructure in that particular area, and at the moment we were trying to build capacity to manage it. It was a good thing, it was so serious, right? It's coming back to bite us now because it needs very sophisticated kind of skill as well. But we're working on it.
Okay.
Page 43. Page 43 is the other leg now of our way. We're building new infrastructure, we are done working on the new one. Now, we also operate existing infrastructure. And none of the O&M programs, the operating program, we also have a dam-based rehabilitation program that the city reported on. We have not been doing very well on the dam-based rehabilitation program, and as a result, we have been understanding on that particular area. I got for the 13-14 financial year check because the allocation from Treasury was based on the 2006 dam-based report. And if you look at the target based on that report, we are lagging behind. We have requested the CFO where we were not performing well, and we have reallocated the funds to bring them back because we have brought in capacity that will assist us. So we will be improving quite drastically on them safety rehabilitation projects. And we are taking the money back and hoping to have all the assets. And then on all again, what CFO has indicated that we are having a forecast debt collection project that they have brought in place. When we're trying to recover the 30 billion, the 5 billion that we owe to Saudi Arabia. With that money, care, if indeed we get it, you will remember if you look at our new report, we've been indicating that we are lagging behind with our O&M. So we would like that money to target the rehabilitation project as well as the backlog. That's the backlog operation and maintenance. There's a huge backlog that was reported about 2 years back, which is about 10 billion, increase. So with that, we do indeed succeed in getting that 5 billion. We would like to increase performance on this one. So the target that we're giving to the community right now are based on the current ability of the entity to cover that revenue, because this area is driven primarily by revenue collected from the user. But in case where we get more money, we do have capacity that we afford, then we make sure that those targets are revised accordingly in case we have that money. But the total number of conventions is the level of projecting, so we have to take a crazy, but again, it is a recession. If we get more money, we will increase the target, because that money will be directed.
All right, so those are all the inputs on the overview plus the indicators. We're now going to start with the budget. It's going to be the regular document, just about it, but it's broken down. So before we get there, are there any things you want to raise specifically out of those inputs that we need to do? Anyone?
It's just maybe a reminder to the department. I'm sitting in this committee, and I've got 18 months in our area, no even a single of drop of water. And from Le Rome, Moses Cotan municipality, because politics cannot even, they are not able to give us votes, and now we are 18 months without votes. So it's just a lot of, when people see me coming home, they say, we can't see you in this country, but you don't speak on our behalf. So I'm just saying, let's assist where we can, because really now it's too long for people staying at home. Not a question, sir. I was just
okay, Eric.
Moses for them, never
over the
place.
Here's one last question. Okay, I'm going to give you this input. I want to be ready to say when they get what they're doing, okay? Mr. Kostana, Mr. Singer, Mr. Kwan.
No, sir, thank you. Very much. I will start with it. One of Moses Kostana. I should think we need an assistant in this process. Otherwise, we face the need as a department, as government, as leaders in the community. We need an assistant, and I should think we must timely get a report, a proper report on this matter, because it must be attended to.
They're going to give us this hotspot report.
Yes.
And I think they are the areas which are in problem. And hopefully this is going to tell us where problems are, what the problems are, and what they're doing about.
Yes.
So once we've done these, where we think they're talking, we think they're not doing enough, this is a challenge. They're going to give us this.
They can be certain that they were presenting a fresh plan. I'm just checking with the department on issues related to municipal water infrastructure grant. We have always tried that this grant is not profitably utilized or it is not good for its purpose. Therefore, can we get a sense on the plan in channeling this grant to use profitably to a specific matter? That we always tried. And also the water pricing strategy. When we talk about water pricing strategy, we have got the municipalities that are owing us money. As soon as we talk about pricing strategy, maybe we increase the tariff. And those municipalities are still owing. Can we get a sense on a plan assessment in that regard? And also, the richer and the poor common. If you are assisting the poor farmers to develop themselves, what about the richer farmers who are using water day and night, like the Makulu water, who come and get marble all and all the like, who are not paying water? Some of them have got dams, very big dams, and major dams, and some of them have got boreholes, and all those stuff. And like, how far are you with the plan? Because we've spoken about this matter. In previous years. And I should think also the number of farmers who are owning us. We have a statistic for these farmers who are paying water in the department. If we do have really the must give us a number so that we can be able to know how many farmers have used water without payment. And the department supports the resource poor farmers. I've spoken about this. So that's the question that I'm raising. I'll be very much pleased if I can get a response. This has been the strategy that they have presented to us. Thank you very much. And I must thank the strategy that Zandi is coming up with. I should think that strategy, if you can adopt it, to say when we build the dam, masters and MOU with the municipality and the province, so that to make sure that the dam that you are building must supply people with water. Unlike you have a dam like Nandoni dam, talking about Nandoni dam from 2009 up to now, we are not sure whether people are getting water or not getting water. Thank you.
Thank you,
Mr. Chair. Thank you very much for the presentations we've had today. Under the rule on the week, I was yesterday group by accident on the radio an announcement to say that municipalities are not responding to the toll-free number that one should dial. Now, this just links to the department, this is the Minister of General Information, and the number we've been given was 0800-200-200. Now, I'd like to know, because we as a community are not the I'm not aware of I'd like to know who is doing this, what the department is going to do about it, and who is going to be responsible for all these things like that. The second question I'd like to know is that the 5 billion debt will be imposed. Is there a subscription time for this? Because it is already really a lot of the 5 billion is too close. If that debt is required, then obviously it's going to become a bad debt and the capacity will have to be additional. I'd like to know what that period is in order to make sure that that does not happen. I've also noted the importance of the infrastructure management itself. I haven't seen anything from Mpumalanga, and lately we've had a lot of issues regarding the accessibility of water and breakdown, particularly in Ermelo area. And I'm just concerned if there is nothing to find that out. As far as the financial management capability and the service model goes, I know that the department has not participated in that in the 2012 different period. And it affects also the maturity of the financial management within the department within the 11th financial year. If you could have some explanation as to why the department did not participate in and what were the findings?
What is that? We can't participate in the work.
Management capability and maturity model. It's initiated by National Treasury and it's agreed to the PSMA as it is from 1999. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. I'll come back to the final exam on the issue about the farm. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
I also like to thank you for the department for I can say in the chapter that you are really looking at the picture, right?
Let me just tell you, Dr. Kwan, I am a male that can multitask. I can look at something and...
Okay, all right, no problem, all right.
But okay, because my underbite is the same, so I put the picture away.
No, I'm just going to listen. I just want to bring you up in here. Yeah. Thank you. Firstly, I want to thank you for this great presentation. From the highlight, there is the job created about the 7,050 for job waiting created in the 2014. I'd like to know if the 7,000 jobs is the permanent job or the temporary job. And also, this job creation is passed to the EPWP project as well. And the second one is follow-up for my colleague say the 5 billion is outstanding. I think from the report that you were able to ask later, say, from the 5.6 billion less to the 1.6 billion up to the 2016 and the 17. But I want to highlight for the department side. Regarding for WPE, this outstanding from the municipality, outstanding, not if there is a 5 billion for the 2017, after 5 years, because every year they increase for debt. Every year they increase. So you saw over the 5 billion, not the 5 billion, not keeping the same time. Because you said you want to reduce, it's about 4.4 million for every year you try to reduce until 2017-16. Down to the 1.6 billion. But my concern is every year it increases. So I don't know how you can cement it for this 1.6 billion is must be finalized in the 2016. And also I'd like to know is a water project. It's phase two. I think it is a phase two is a cost field about 15 billion, right? But I'd like to know from the WT side or the parliament side, there's a lot of money in the budget in this second phase process. How many jobs created from South African side? Because it is on the large group. So it's some part is constituted by the South Africa. So I want to know how many jobs can create from our side. And, Chairman, I think this detail for the legal funding, I think, is later, not now. Yeah. Because now we're talking for 30,000 households for water supply, for one from the Toyota from 246 Street. But I saw that your budget is for the municipal water infrastructure, which spent 6 to the million rent. So I don't know how we deal with the 24 in the street priority for the water supply or from the your study. Thank you.
But if you look at the outcome poll report, which is produced by the Department of Economic Development, you'll see our contribution towards the overall jobs pool for the country. In terms of LHWP, I'll ask Andy there if he has got a number of jobs created there. I'll also, in the meantime, just check on that as well. But eventually, in terms of the construction of that project, you'll certainly have, apart from the skills that are brought in, which might not be available in the city, much of the unskilled jobs created through that project will be the city nationals, rather than South African nationals, or Batutu, should I put it that way. The question, Dr. Hong, around the 30,000 households, those are the households which we've determined through the interim water supply program. I referred to that when I was doing the introduction as the MWI, the Municipal Water Infrastructure Grant. We're focusing on the 24 most stretched district municipalities across the country, as determined by Cabinet. Main focus being in Eastern Cape, KZN, part of Mpumalanga and Limpopo, and then some of the DMs in Northwest. And what we've done through an assessment of our own database, doing some one-on-one engagements with those district municipalities and the local municipalities, looking at doctor databases, also comparing that with the recent census outcome, we've determined that through that program, there's some 30,000 households that don't at the moment have access to any formal water supply. And that's where that number comes from. So if you will want, Chair, maybe in the future we can do a more detailed presentation to you on the Municipal Infrastructure Grant, Municipal Water Infrastructure Grant. It's quite a long presentation, but we'd be able to show you the breakdown per province, by district, municipality, and share with you the very detailed plan that we have at a district municipal level in terms of dealing with that particular program. That program, while it's on our budget, actually kicks in for implementation from the 1st of July this year. It's a schedule 5, schedule 6. Yeah. It's a schedule 6 grant, which means that it's a direct grant to local government. So that will kick in and the program starts from the municipal financial year, which is 1 July onwards. So we in the final planning stages to kick in with implementation from 1 July. Then, Mr. Adolf Kostana, the questions are on Umelo and Caroline, as I said, I'll get Randy there to respond, and then I'll supplement from those as well. Thank you very much, Chair. If I could start in the front, if WCM could just deal with the financial maturity model and then get back to Taylor, Zambia, and then Tanzania.
Thank you, Chair. In terms of the participating by the department, we did participate. However, I would make a follow-up to National Treasury in terms of including us on the papers of the database.
Our questions on the pricing services in the agricultural sector. Firstly, let me say that we are currently reviewing the pricing services. We have a number of inhibitors in the current pricing system, which we can't get as everything stands right now. You're absolutely right. There is a capping that is placed on our ability to charge the agricultural sector. Specifically on German assets, they don't wait for that. So we definitely have a subsidy, I think, to happen in that regard. What is being planned, what we are proposing going forward, is to look at a different model, to get targeted subsidy, so that you can actually reflect the true cost of operation for that. So there's definitely a problem in that regard. Secondly, as far as what was owed by farmers to the water trading entity, how it operates, none of the farmers have formed water use associations, communication boards which we could convert into quarterly associations. So we deal in a number of instances directly with the Waterloo Association, who deal with their members, and a number of their members are indeed part and the actual United part of the Farm Guardian relate to Waterloo Association, which relates to farmers. We've got the numbers, we can certainly make those available where it's applicable. We do have some problems with the collection in that area. This is part of work that we're doing to ensure that our relationship and the work that the Water Use Association does on behalf is fairly defined, specifically. Well, basically what we have, you have a Water Use Association who supply water, and they have their own clients who are the members of the Water Use Association. They then bill the Water Use Association with on goal to discuss with them.
Take all the time. I can never help out too early, you know?
It's human nature. You just in public gave me the job and I gave you the stuff and I don't get it. Because, you know, this is human nature. Now, if I learn something, cut hard, then he's going to do that next time again, he's going to take me for a clown. We must start, you guys are not going to get the revenue side, we're not going to start. You can look at your things and take a best case and go for it. Obviously, you're not going to be your worst case. I mean, that you're going to lose. But so, you know, we're doing that. There was a hand here, Mr. Rogers.
Can you put on my suggestion on that biggest analysis that we that is done on age most as well, so that we can see how old some of that biggest is?
Okay. Excellent. Great. All right, let's get some information like that, that we can, and of course, this has to be available before the 16th of April. So that if we want to ask you questions, we can ask, okay? Okay. And in fact, if you put one or two people to turn before the 16th of April, you're going to look so good in front of this money. You're going to look at them, you're going to regulate, yeah, that's a man. Okay. Alright. Okay, go on with the other thing. What is the action there? You're the boss there.
No.
What is the action?
Thank you. We can now take the question. MLO, indeed we are on the ground. We were reporting a strange again lately, I didn't respect that. The MLO between the team and the minister covers Bushak Ridge. It covers Bushak Ridge, that is the recognition of the whole area.
But he's asking, who is the department responsible? And you can give the telephone number of the person as well. Is it you?
Yes. Easy. We think the president also coming on water demand management. Just taking the part that are leaking there. But I am the one putting the pipe on the ground. In fact, we are on site. We have already started. The project is under construction. We brought in rainwater to assist out of the implementation. We are going to link two pipes from the two dams. Well, the project is two-pronged. Distributing the two dams and also linking two emergency pipes where we are pumping from our other dam, which is also augmenting water to those of them. We should be able to finish by April next week.
The other one, which is very relevant in this case, is the fact that
And we've got two water boards there that are suffered in the municipality with water supply. We see the water, which is in a very critical state. It's almost like Batman, but we also have Mahal water, which is a creation problem because it is not getting the payment from the municipality. All the households are using this Mahal water. So it's a vicious cycle. The municipalities are supposed to get support from the municipality, from the water board, but they are not paying the water board for the services provided. So that sometimes leads to disruption in services. I promise you that tomorrow I will give an answer that speaks particularly to the community. And the honorable chair is
talking to you. Everyone?
Raised with regard to in Mpumalanga. In terms of engagement with the province, the department is going to focus on, as Zalina just indicated, is going to focus on Bushbuck Ridge, Emmanuel, Carolina, finish off on the Emalahleni, the work that we're doing there, finish off on the Bloemendal pipeline as well, which is a pipeline that bringing water from Rand Water to Delmas, and the province will be focusing on the Mombela and Komande areas. So that's the way we, in terms of the arrangement that we have with the arrangement between the Minister and the Premier, that's the way we will be splitting responsibility in terms of focus. Thanks, Chair. I think we've covered all the questions.
Okay.
Hello?
Chair? Okay. In our municipality, we don't own Mahalis water. We are the best municipality that is paying water away and safe. We are paying for something that we don't get. We are the best. You can look at a part of the Mahalis water, because I engaged when I found out that now it's 18 months without getting water. So to say this to you today, that is to say we need help from the department to assist giving the community water. The tank that people are trying to give us doesn't suffice, because all 52 villages without water is a problem. Water is going straight to the mine. The people at the mine have got water. The new project that is building, the complex is having water. The township is 5 paces from where I say they get water. So we need help from the department to give the community water. We've got herbs in our yard. We've got the toilet. It's sick now. People should go to the old site of using third-party toilets. Can we get authority to say, we'll take this issue, we'll make sure that the community get water? Because I'm not speaking on my behalf, I can buy water. But the majority, 62 villages doesn't have water. Can we get, I have run through here. I don't see where we don't get water from Otelo. They are getting water from Mahal water, whereby the municipality is paying for control. Thank you.
Ms. Mbata, did you tell me that this municipality is definitely not tropical?
I'm for the details of what report
has. Well, here's the report. You've given us a copy. I'm just asking, is this municipality in there? But I said to the member earlier that when we get a report on the outside and we see what he's doing, we'll know whether he's doing enough or whether we as a committee have made recommendations. I'm asking you, is this municipality there, or is it something we have to deal with separately from the outside? That's my question.
I don't think it
needs to be
quite long and changes from
the village. Now, if you believe that don't have water, then I'll just not answer.
It's
people that haven't burned down the place.
because it looks like it's a water supply, so we know water supply issues here. Can I just need permission to step out and get information to send the process?
Come into Earth. Find out all the details. I want to know whether we're going to receive a report on the gas, or whether I want you to draft a separate report on this and to move it. Okay, I'm not trying to, all I want is to find out so we can try and solve this problem. So ask, come to your mind, ask for all the details, so that you can go and check if we need more information to be able to answer this question. Okay. All right. There was another hand before we move on. With it, Baba, that is you. The same one. You just keep on supporting each other. Okay, that's good. That's very good. All right. Before we go on, just to show you we've got this nice picture. Okay, this is going to stay. Your sister, the sister. So one day when the bed is here on his shoe, Charlie, just now when I was looking at this, I was checking where he's Charlie. There he is with the bed here. There. That's funny. Okay. Let's have a literally a 5 minute break, and then we'll take the last, the budget input, and see if we can finish that today. Okay? Quickly 5 minutes.
Thank you.
Quickly, Ms. CFO, you're in the spotlight. Every key camera in the world is on you. Please don't feel intimidated. And give me a clean audit. That's all I ask for.
Thank you for the motivation. You will get the feeling.
In my lifetime?
Yes, in your lifetime.
I'm 55 years old, man. There's only so much left in my life. Be careful.
You will get the unqualified and go towards the kingdom at the end of the thing of your lifetime.
I can't wait.
Chair and honourable members, I will be presenting in terms of the budget of allocation for technical teams. Earlier on, the acting VP gave an overview of the MTEF, but I will stick to the 13 and 14 financial year and indicating how is the money going to be spent and how have we allocated the money towards all the branches in the department and the program. If we look at our allocation of our budget, for program one, this administration gets 10% of the budget, which amounts to 978 million. Program two, which is water sector management, gets 5% of the budget, which is 516 million. Program three, which is part of our infrastructure, gets the 25%. That is the transfer that we make from certain augmentation from main account to WTE to the amount of 2.6 million. Regional implementation, which includes ASIC, MWIC, all other projects, water services projects, has the budget of 59%, which makes out to the value of 5.9 billion, which is close to 6 billion. Program 5, which is the water sector regulation, has 1% to the amount of 118 million, and the small sector, the Cinderella, has got 25 million. That makes up our budget in terms of the program. What we also have done, is also the breakdown in terms of economic classification, which at a later stage will address what the chair has asked in terms of the compensation of employees. In terms of our compensation of employees, we have the budget of 1.2 billion compared to the billion that we had for this current year, which makes up 12% of our budget. And the goods and services make up 14% of our budget. And the transfers, which include transfers to the municipalities, make up 38%. And part of the transfers also is the amount that we are transferring to the water trading and GOGWA. And payment for...
This new money we receive, is barely a transfer or do you guys perform the services? Like, remember it was Sitakuni land and another municipality. They gave you the money, you had to go and do the services for them. Now this new money that the Treasury is giving, is it money that you just transfer to municipalities and they can then do what they want with it again as they always do? Or is it you provide the services and then the money is paid for them? How does this work? This MOE can...
The MWIG is different to the ASBIC. ASBIC we can elect to do the work on behalf of the municipality, or the municipality can be contracted to do the work. In terms of the MWIG, the schedule 6 grants, so the money gets transferred to the municipality. But there is a framework in terms of the Division of Revenue Act, which will spell out clearly the terms and conditions of the use of that money.
Together with Treasury,
we then will stop transfer payments to
the MWIG for infrastructure.
infrastructure related to those areas that are not currently served with water. But some new infrastructure also deals with some O&M and some refurbishment issues and also water conservation demand management.
So it's very clearly spelled out what the water must be used for. And are they in waterborne areas or not?
Some of the areas are within waterborne areas, so the MWIC does make provision. If you look at the Division of Revenue Act 2013, it actually spells out or has a clause in there which covers the department's use of water boards to assist municipalities with the implementation. But those have that agreement.
Remember how big the base of the equitable share. Yeah. Under the equitable share, the municipality still gets some money for infrastructure or infrastructure. Or is all of it now under this new grant?
Chair, I'm gonna field that question to Marissa, who's sitting at the back there for National Treasury, and she would be best placed to answer you about the equitable share. Marissa, I'm sorry to you if I could, Chair. I'm not breaking protocol.
I was
going to
do it
anyway. Yeah, and I'm breaking protocol, my apologies.
Okay.
Thanks,
David.
Chair, the equitable share does not exclude any
Ministry
of Expenditure, so municipalities are it's within their means to spend that money on infrastructure that they do need. All conditional grants, however, are, not all of them, 90% of the grants are going to local or earmarked for infrastructure. So although they can spend the equitable share on infrastructure, they can't spend the conditional grants on anything else.
No, I understand that. But the question I'm asking is, how big problem is the committee was in previous years, the money that had to go for infrastructure to continue the water board was given to the municipalities under the equitable share, and then the municipalities went to spend the money on other things. They didn't give it to the water. We now have a 6 billion, worth a lot on 6 billion, I don't know how much it is now, 6 billion deficit because of that. Now what I'm asking is, I have engaged your minister, I have engaged Petrus, to tell what problems this committee has with that one funding model. As we think it's wrong, and as we think that infrastructure must go under a grant. Now this year we hear there is a grant now. I'm asking, the question I'm asking, is all the money now for infrastructure under the grant, so that we can clearly process and follow the money, or is there still some money that's given to municipalities under the equitable share for infrastructure, but we know they're going to spend it on other things? So that's really the question I just wanted to try and find out.
Yes, sir. The inclusion for water in the water sector for the equitable share reminds the free wastewater component, where the municipalities will pay on behalf of the household who are unable to pay that money to be, is the money that would have gone to be going to water board. But because of the independence of the local governments, we are reviewing that. Also, this for the committee, so it's the fact that the minister announced in public speech there will be a review of the total local government conditional grant framework. And some of those provisions of incentives for maintenance must be addressed in that fund.
The basically, you are trying to move with it in terms of the grant. But you're saying that on the three basic services, that's still under the equitable, which I don't have a problem with because that is to pay for services, the infrastructure is the problem, which they then spend on other stuff. Okay, so what I want to do is sometime we're going to have to sit down and attack this M3 or week or six, what is it? M-week. This M-week we're going to have to unpack more so that we have more clarity on it. But at least we've got a basic understanding now that things are starting to shift, as we were discussing with the minister on the previous event. Okay, let's continue, and we'll get unpacked a bit more when we get here, okay?
Just before, can I interject again?
Yes.
Bear in mind that you've still got MIG that runs as well. So MIG still has a water component in it as well. So this MWIG is a very much a focused intervention to deal with those areas that currently don't have access. And there'll still be a water component in MIG, and it doesn't replace MIG.
Okay. Well then maybe what you must do to help us with the committee is maybe we're going to have to do at least a one or two page document. So we clearly can say M week is this, how much it is and what it can be used for, and that if you don't use the money it goes back. Then MIG is this kind of money, it can be used like this. Then equitable share, all that's left there is this, and also there's going to be a further evaluation of these grants and so on.
So maybe we can get a breakdown of all the kind of money that goes to local government to understand more fully. Because particularly when we ask the water board some questions and so on, we need to understand that framework so we can understand. Okay, can you guys do with Treasury, sit down and do a two-page thing for me to just explain all those things that we have clarity on it, okay? All right. Okay, ma'am, you can continue. Sorry, there was one question. What was the compensation for employees? It's now 1.2 billion. What was it this year?
1 billion.
1 billion. So we've got 200,000 more for staff and capacity. But over the next 3 years, the budget can almost double. So we're getting a very small fraction of money to build our capacity, yet our budget is exponentially growing. Is that right?
Because as I indicated, it's like a bulk of our budget sitting under the conditional grant and EMR funding, which is 73% of our budget that is on the EMR. So in terms of the capacity building and also the money, the resources that needs to build that capacity, there is a lag that we need to close.
Yeah, I suppose it looks to me at what they're thinking. But because of the transfer, you don't have to have capacity to deal with it. Looks like that's what was being said. But I think when we get that two-page document, we'll start getting it more clear what Treasury is thinking in the bank. But at least something I want us to look at, because if we're going to exponentially change our budget, and if there's no role for us, well, fine, then clearly we don't need more capacity. But if it's going to mean that we, in 3 years, double our budget, then clearly we're going to have to look at capacity issues. Because I know it's going to happen next. I want to predict what's going to happen next. But although these are conditional grants, this is the first step. The next step is Treasury is going to see that the municipalities can't do the work. They're going to take back huge amounts of that money. The only way they're going to be able to do the work is to say, okay, then you guys can do the work. And so probably in the next year we're going to find that the next step comes along. And then the capacity may be an issue. But we'll engage further with Treasury. I want to sit down with them and talk to them. Because it's clear that the work that Tetris was doing has started showing dividends in the sense that we now have additional grants than what they previously. So it's clearly starting to move, but I don't think it's moving fully where it must be going. I mean, I think that the Tekapuni land example that Tetris came up with last time was a good idea. Where we give money to Tekapuni land, the municipality, we say, we're giving you this amount of money for infrastructure, but we know you haven't got the capacity, so we're telling you guys in what you must go and perform that work. That is probably in these 24 areas, which are the problem areas. The problem is they're not going to have the capacity. And if we're going to give them how much billion extra, 2-3 billion rand extra, then you're going to be guaranteed that they're going to then spend most of that money on consultants. Because they're not going to have the capacity, so they can call these expensive consultants. These guys are going to come and tell us, then there's no money to actually build the infrastructure. So, I'm not being critical. The thing is that we know already how these things work. And either the issue must be looked at whether certain things must be done by the department. They have to look at building up the capacity of the department. Or if you say, no, this must be done in the, we're now giving conditional grant, but it must be done in the, so then you must ask yourself, where is the capacity going to come from? Because there is no capacity there. At least we've got some capacity here, which we can augment and spend the money better. There we've got nothing, so you have to build up capacity. And we know what happens, consultants then do the work, and it actually becomes. So I think this is a further debate we're going to have, okay? Okay, ma'am.
Thank you, Chase. And then the light shows how is the 72% and the EMR is being allocated between the programs. The 25 goes to water infrastructure and 48 goes to regional. So this is mainly the EMR specifically exclusive that you can't...
Yeah, I think we must just go back to the last slide. See, this slide is so important. Go back. No, the other one, the second one. Second one. 49. Half. You see, that's important. Because look at that. 10% plus 63% are grants and transfers. So 70% of the budget being spent on this, and only 27% is unearmarked. So now I don't particularly mind that myself. I don't particularly mind it, because I think that in any way with these layers of government that you can do it probably is through transfer grants. But the point is then the debate is where does the work actually get performed? Who actually does it? Because you can get back into the same circle. Because if this is correct, 73% is basically not being spent by us. Well, no, somewhere it will, because the mix part will be spent by us. But the M week won't be spent by us, which will be the 3 billion.
602 was the current year. 602. So that would be 2 million.
602 million.
For taking.
And where did you go billion for that 3 years?
$600 million
in M week in 13-14.
And 14-15 is 1 billion, and then for 14-15-16 is 2.6 billion.
Yeah, that's a big jump. Okay, that gives you a good idea. At least 3, 4, almost 5 billion rand over 3 years. And the thing is, we don't want that money not to be spent and go back to treasury. We want to find ways or mechanisms how to do that properly. Okay, we'll engage with treasury because they may have conditions attached to it that may give us a way in without undermining the whole system. But we'll wait for that name on 2 pages. Okay, hopefully you in the next slide.
The next slide is mainly the breakdown of the 23 areas also explained in the check. And then the next slide is the additional funding that we have received on above the budget that we requested. So this is mainly the breakdown to indicate that in terms of the uptake, we have received 81 million. What has happened during the savings and the reprioritization, there was money that was taken from our normal operating budget, but it came back in the way of the infrastructure funding. So this is the additional that we have received. The regional bank got 81 million out of it, and compensation of employees received 54 million. That is also supporting in terms of the structure that we are busy with, the organizational structure. That will also assist in terms of the building the capacity.
Then I see Makhali Water is there.
Nahali has received 200 million. Yes. And then 20 million is for the improved condition of services, the normal increase for the employees that he needs to get. The AMC, which is Asset Mining Drainage, received 150 million. The DWOP received 172. That makes up and also the conditional grant. This conditional grant talks to the MWIC.
When you say additional, is it in the 10 million, 10 billion?
I'll take it in the slide. Initially we had 9 billion,
okay,
and then we
talked
about
the 10 billion. Okay.
Up to 10 billion.
Alright.
This is how the 10 billion has been made up. Initially we had 9.7 billion, then we get the additional of 677 million. And then we also got the MWIC, which is 602 million. But on top of that, we also had some adjustments, as I had indicated, of the goods and services that were taken, but somehow it was returned back in terms of the infrastructure. We had 8.9, which at the time of the transfer of the function to DAF, it was not being transferred. 1 million out of that was related to the bazaars, and the main money was also for the accommodation of the at the time we were still occupying the building in our space, but now they have completely moved. This slide gives the details in terms of the additional that I have already. Can I go over?
No, you're not.
Then the next slide talks to the 830 million that it was reflected in the previous night as the adjustment. The reprioritization of 54 million, which when it came back as the compensation of employees, and then the savings on goods and services and the infrastructure WCE, was the cut that was implemented on that. This is basically the flow of the budget in terms of the EMS funding that is coming from 10.1 billion up to 15.4 billion. And half of it has been increased by 2.9 billion.
When we have those plans.
If you go to page...
those removal ones are the ones that spring to mind, but I'm sure there are more projects that are on the pipeline. But we, because they're not in the first four phases, they haven't been reported yet. So which way will it fall on?
Page 30, underwater sector management. We've got number of feasibility plans indicate port resource development, boxes and fuel strips, and the number of feasibility plans, those two there, that's the A and D.
Oh, those are the only two that exist.
That's A and D and Adams and Google. Should have just been a bit of technical in there.
So feasibility plan 2, which is Foxwood and Fruit, there's actually three then.
There's two new plans, Foxwood and fuel strip, which are being initiated, and then the other two are plans being completed. That's the AMD and the Mzumbuku.
AMD.
AMD, yes.
AMD and Mzumbuku.
Mzumbuku.
So basically, there's three dams in the feasibility stage. Okay, so it's under there, but it's under there. Okay, thanks a lot. All right, let's go. No, that's fine. I've got no problem with that. I just want to know. We've got indicators for the ones that are running, but we don't have for the others, but they are now on page 30, okay. All right, page 65. What is this? Contrast. What is that? Jumped out double.
That is on Falkland 2-10. That is actually the concern that we are working on as a department, because if you look at our budget in terms of the planning, we make use of consultants more than the resources that we have, because we have insufficient capacity to deal with the area of planning. So it's one thing that as a department we need to build up the capacity, but because of the challenges that we are still experiencing of recruiting the OSD, we still have made use.
But Chrissy, what that is telling me is in 3 years, just in this program, your consultancy fee more than doubled, and we can't get it down. Now, remember what I said about consultants. I'm not like the Attorney General's office and like the Treasury. I don't think that all services that are delivered are consultants and therefore bad. Some consultants are necessary when you don't have the capacity. So bearing those comments in mind, I mean, the problem is it's difficult when you come here and tell me you're going to double your consultancy and not tell me the reason. I think it worries you, but it's not telling you why we're going to double our consultancy fee under program 2. This is not under program 2 yet. There's not even program 3 and 4, which has got all the money and so on. But program 2, we're doubling our consultancy. What is that all about? And how did we work out that we're going to double it over the next 2 years? Who are we going to employ that we're going to double it?
It's based on the utilization that it's currently on. But as soon as we build capacity in that area, the consultancy budget will come down and then lift up on the...
But you see, it can't be on a present projection because it's going to double in 2 years. Are you telling me at the moment our consultancy fee in this program doubles every 2 years? That's what it says. Have you guys, we haven't done the consultancy thing yet, of 2009. Have you prepared the input for this? I told Ms. Miller there was the input on the 18th, because we didn't deal, remember we cancelled the water phase, we said we'll do it while you use the budget for that report on consultancy. So you can just speak to someone else, come make that report, if you can't, then someone else, okay. It won't be tomorrow, it will be there in the next day. Okay, alright. And the test is on the program. I don't know why I spoke to them, but there must be a misunderstanding somewhere. Let's sort that out there. And remember, we did the other one, which is starting to look good, but this one is going completely in the wrong direction. So I need to get that put down so we can discuss this in progress. Flag, this one, big, big flag. This is wrong. This is just wrong.
Okay.
This is wrong.
The next slide talks to program 3, which my colleague will be doing it in detail, that is the infrastructure. The focus areas, Ms. Mathe has touched on them when she was doing the ATP, but my colleague will talk to it further. Program 4. Program 4, as I've indicated, is the bulk of our budget, with original bulk having 3.2 billion. Water sector support having 1 billion. Water use and regulation 295. This is basically the breakdown in terms of the sub-programs within Program 4. In terms of the economic classification of Program 4, the compensation of employees is at 5611 million, goods and services is at 564, and part of also of the budget is with transfers as well as capital. Capital includes the active project. The focus areas on Program 4, this was dealt with in terms of the skills that will be completed and the distribution of rainwater harvesting, the support to the resource poor farmers, and the refurbishment in terms of the ACES program and the river health program, and the processing of the water licenses application is one of the key areas that Program 4 will be looking at. Intervention by the Rapid Response Unit, as well as finalization of the transfer of the officials from the WTE to the MENA account. Program 5, which is our water sector regulation, sits with the budget of 118 million. 3.5 goes to the regulation management. 3.8 goes to the economic and social regulation. 15 million goes to the water use authorization, drinking quality, and source regulation, 47 million, and compliance and enforcement in the rest of the sub-program. In terms of the breakdown of economic classification, Program 5, compensation of employees at 59 million. Goods and services has 57 million, and the capital is 1.4 million. The focus areas for Program 5 will be the revision of the tracking strategy, which was delayed in this current year. It will be continued for the next financial year.
What's the economic regulation?
Regulation.
What is the establishment of economic regulation?
Can you help us with respond to that?
Chair, it's coupled to the study we're doing on also on the tariffs and the funding is the regulation of tariffs, including currently, let me break it down, raw water tariff. The department currently fixes the tariffs, but also adjudicated. Now, are you still busy with that nonsense of creating a regulation? Have you seen what happened in electricity here? And you guys are still messing around with the regulation.
So
I told you I'm totally opposed to that, and I will oppose it, Mr. Smith. Because look what mess is created in the electricity. Complete mess. Now you want to create the same thing underwater.
We will bring the model to you, what is proposed. Okay, just say, also part of earmark front. There was earmark front on the national budget to say, hey, look at this government model.
Tell them that they can keep the money, you don't need it. We're now going to spend money on something we know that doesn't work. I mean, don't we look? If you look at the electricity, the whole area of electricity, we are in a big mess. We call it government. You see, this is when government doesn't want to say, when the department doesn't want to take responsibility. When I'm the head of a department, I take responsibility. I say, I will take
responsibility for setting tariffs, for doing things and so on. And if I do it, get it wrong, I will be accountable for it. Now what do? We create a regulator outside the department who's got no political responsibility to no one. No one. Usually we appoint 5 individuals to it. We go and look around, we say, okay, there's a nice agency person, there's a nice VA person, there's a nice this one, there's a nice that. We put them into a structure. We then tell them, you, from now on, will decide on behalf of all 50 million of us. You will set the tariffs and so on. They've got no political accountability, they're going to get elected by anyone, and we take away the political responsibility of the department to set tariffs and to take responsibility for it. We give it to some 5 individuals and say, you decide on our behalf. And then when things go wrong, then everyone says, but what do we do? The regulator is saying, you know, that's what's happening at the moment. We, you know, politically we say, oh, look at the regulator, not me, not the party, it's not the government. It's the regulators, it's 5 individuals that are doing it. So, and then we also put political pressure, whether it's from the majority party or the minority, we put pressure on that regulator to do what we want to do in any case. And they're never going to be accountable to any single person. I just, you know, for the life of me, I've been now in government here since 1994. And we keep on making the same mistakes all the time when we see these things don't work. I couldn't care less whether Treasury is telling us don't look at these things. We are in the sector, and we should be telling Treasury, this doesn't work. Because it takes away political accountability. That's what it does. So the ANC can very nicely say in the future, well, you know, we didn't, I mean, people start striking, burning down things, and we say, no, but I mean, not us. I mean, the regulator puts the tariffs, so you don't blame us now. You poor people have to pay more money. Now, if you do it politically, that's the department. The department has to invent Treasury to get the money to be able to subsidize the poor. But the regulator doesn't look at subsidizing the poor. The regulator just looks and says, well, I get all these figures, I give you this. So what we do is we take the politics out of this, the equation. That's what we do. So we then don't take responsibility for things. Whereas if the department has to send the tariffs, and it's not as if, well, we're the adjudicator and we're the, well, that's why you're politically there. You can do all those things. If you get it legally wrong, we can take you to court if we have to, then at least we hold someone accountable for it. Creating regulators is taking away the politics out of the equation. It doesn't enforce. I've been very vociferous in government as well. Must have said not this year. With the electricity. Because exactly that's the problem. You see, when government decides how much electricity they want, their needs and so on, then they have to look where they're going to get the money from. Then they say, okay, ESCOM can loan so much money, we can underwrite it and so on. So you make political decisions on how you're going to build that capacity. When you tell a regulator to tell us what the prices are, and therefore they decide how quick we can grow after that, you are getting yourself in a straitjacket all the time. Because you're not making political decisions which you can then be held accountable for. And so in the meantime, we get a huge mess in the process out of these things. You guys see, you must really, I mean, I know you keep on, and the more we tell you that this thing is going to go the wrong way, the more we see this thing on our books and so on. You must sort this thing out one way or the other. And if you want to go the regulator route, don't come to me once you've been to consultants and so on. But the consultant says we need a regulator. Why? Because we can't have the same 3 functions being performed by the same department. That could be the answer you can bring me from the consultant. I don't want to hear that. I really don't want to hear that. If you want to engage us, copy this and not create a fight with us, it's a commitment. And you must do these things beforehand and you must make sure we get these. Because the one thing is no one has ever been able to tell me in this department why we even have to vaguely consider this. And I may say, I know this for a fact, that the opposition parties have expressed the same view on previous occasions. So I'm not talking to myself as I sit here and lock off on this. You're going to get yourself in trouble by this department if you start giving functions elsewhere. The problem with water, it is hugely fragmented. Look at now, just I can't even work out how we're funding this stuff. I have to ask you, go draft me a 2-page document so I can understand. Why? It's because over the years we've tried different options. So then we add on another one. So we've got RV. Then we add on M week. Then we get new ones as we go along. So we fragmented. The pricing issue, we fragmented. The provision of infrastructure is fragmented. Water boards provided, municipalities provided, poor municipalities everywhere. And most of the time, we put the responsibility for the payment on the poor. If you look at the way water boards work, they punish the poor for sins of the past that they had nothing to do except be black. That's the only sin they have had. Now in a new government, democratic government, we're still punishing people because they are black and live in an area which is an old bunch of stuff. Because we expect that the cost of infrastructure has to be borne by the community. And the reason we do this, and it's going to get worse if we're going to give this, not a political decision, because here I can at least engage you, the committee can engage you, and ask you questions. Once the regulator, they will not engage the regulator. How are we going to engage the regulator? Say, come and account to us. They say, but why would I account to you? I account you as far as money given to me, but I don't have to account for anything else. That's the problem. They don't have to, and they're right. They don't have to come to account politically for the decision they make, and therefore whatever problems and confusion they could bring. So really, man, you know, this thing that is still in this department really hurts me. That the department hasn't for themselves seen that this thing doesn't work and cannot work. It just boggles my mind. You know, when things are obvious, it's very difficult for me. I don't know, I'm a bit practical person. I'm very, my mind got dysfunctional. It becomes dysfunctional when I can't see why people can't see logic. In this case, the boss is not seeing logic. In fact, I had on good authority that very senior people in the department have agreed with what everything I've said now. Everything I've said now, they've agreed to. Now I see it still on the book. Right. Get on with the next.
Sorry,
I don't want to completely silence you.
We've got two sub-programs, Africa Corporation as well as Global Corporation. How it's been split at their budget, their compensation of employees, 13 million. And
don't worry,
international affairs. Then the last case we have always talked to is earlier on. This is in detail of the EMA funding of the services. Then my colleague will come and do the details of program 3.
This is the transfer. Yes. Cobra. Water trade. Gone. Okay. So go back to page what? Page 27. No. Program 3. It's 66. 65 and 66. Okay. 65 and 66. Total.
65 and 66.
Yeah. Isn't that program 3 at yours?
Yes,
but
it's got details in terms of...
Those two
were
skipped, and you said someone else
was doing it. Yeah, we absolutely right. If we go to page 65, what I'd like to highlight there is basically that indeed there is a transfer that happened from the main account into water 3 empty. The amount reflected there in red, the 2092 rand billion, 2.3 billion, 2.7 etc. There's a little asterisk there which indicates that included in that transfer is not all the way that goes to the water 3 empty. It's 188 million in 2013-14, 197 million in 2014-15, and 204 million, not 3.4 billion. There's an error there.
Where's the error?
The two tables. There's the table with all the
bottom table.
Yeah, the bottom table. It's 3.4 billion in 2014-16.
Oh,
to another three.
To get into your four million. What do you want to do?
Another three, okay.
Correct. It's a 204 million, not 3.1. I mean, the numbers are not correct. The 3.4 million is in fact the money that is transferred to the water treatment for infrastructure development. Tomorrow they
what do you do there? It's not a billion, you take off the 7.
Do we take off the 7?
Yeah. So 242318.
Yeah, so the numbers in 2015-16, the 342318 bottom table, the number should be scratched out, and in its place we should put 204238. And so what that means is included in
204238. Yeah.
So that's 204238 and the 197 etc.
Goes to Cobra.
That goes to Cobra for the redemption of the loans and the interest.
Okay.
The detail of how we spend that money, tomorrow there's going to be an infrastructure discussion. So all the projects, the detailed projects we've got, so that the ones that we spend money on. So there'll be a discussion around that, the actual detailed projects that we spend money on. With the water drilling entity, if your permission goes to the slide that talks to water drilling entity.
What page?
17. So what I wanted to simply demonstrate is that from the income statement and balance sheet within the water drilling entity, what I'm talking about is the income statement. So in addition to transfers, the obligation funding that we get from National Treasury, which we talked about just moments ago, we also generate our own revenue. So the numbers there that are reflected, the 6.8 billion from the top end, 2013, 7.468888, 2013-14, 2937, that's non-tax revenue, it does not come from national revenue. That's the funding, the revenue that you generate from tariffs, and also 6.8 billion, and the projection is how
that. But I thought earlier you guys agreed to only 848 million.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to explain earlier. So how the tariffs work is that income has got a number of different aspects, okay? So there's recovery for operations and maintenance, so there's a part of the tariff, including operations and maintenance, that gets charged part of the tariff. Then you've got what is called RO, which is not very done on assets, that creates the income for 40 million. So that's for refurbishment of infrastructure, etc.
At the moment you collect 6.8.
We don't collect. That's
6.4 billion.
That's the 5 billion comes in. So that's what we know. So that's invoicing that we do in that order that we invoice. That has projections that in 2013-14 and 2014-15 we start collecting and filling those mines that you talked about early on and getting all of that right and making sure.
Now, if you were to collect the money and let's say 1 billion goes to, 848 goes to
the
items,
the other
and it's still 6 billion. What is going to happen with the other 6 billion if you were to have it?
Well, the operations and maintenance cost that we operate and maintain. So the 800 million
will be capital.
The 800 million is basically capital.
6 billion is for maintenance.
Operation for maintenance, yeah. That's the best. That's the basic.
I think you were doing two pages on this WTE as well. I think all of us.
Just to understand it,
you break down this thing, see, so you can show us how much you receive from Treasury, but also how much you bill, but actually how much you receive.
For the vehicle.
And then how much is arrears, so that you have all those figures in one place.
No.
Can you do that for two pages? Okay.
We'll do that.
I'm not happy with that. We'll two pages. Just to break it down and pull all these things together with this now bits and pieces. And every time I look at it, I get stunned because, I mean, 7 billion.
It's a big operation. And in total, if you look at the bottom line there, the total revenue this year will be 8.5 billion. One of the things that we also...
If you take that stuff, the transfers received, that's 9 billion.
The transfers received...
10 billion just in this unit.
The transfers actually included in there. So the number, the second cluster called transfers received, that's the augmentation one. So if you want to look at it in total, there's the numbers. It's in fact 8.5 billion for this year. Next year projected at 9.5, growing to about 11.5 billion in 2015, 16.
No, I'm going to need a 2 billion. Okay? 2 billion. What did I also need a 2 billion for? Oh, no, now I've got it, okay. Yeah, I've got a 1 pager, but it's a 2 pager. Refunding of infrastructure plus the what that thing called equitable share. And 2 pager breakdown WTE revenue. Okay. Next one?
The next page just shows the how we spend money. So current expenses, turning at 6.8 billion, 7 billion. What's also important to mention is
your current expenses are 6.8 billion.
For last year, what we, as far as our accounting conventions are concerned, the graph that we follow and the change in accounting policy that we had last year was to incorporate PCTA asset, the revenue that we generate, in order to pay for the loan. So there was a restatement of the account last year. So this reflects that restatement of how we treat PCTA as well. So I think the page is definitely in order. Mm. I think it becomes a little somewhat technical, but basically we
The point is, depreciation is just a paper, right?
It's a little bit of a paper.
Whereas what you actually spend money on is 2.5 billion. And I suppose you can add the stock to that.
And also,
interest and dividends, which you pay, which is another 1.3 billion.
That is obviously the loans, the TPTA loans, the fund, that you fund off budget. Yes, yes,
not so much.
This is also, this is purely what is expense of the funds and money that we spend. We also need to spend on capital projects, which we'll, tomorrow is going to be a bit of more discussion on. So that's why we'll see a surplus as well. And the point that was made this morning was that we get 2.4 million next year, for instance, from National Treasury Augmentation Fund, and that's primarily for capital expenditure. And so the 300 million is what we have to also generate down. And it's not reflected there as an expense because it's not an expense in accounting done. The next page that we've got, on the next page is the balance sheet, which basically shows the assets and what the growth in assets. The important thing there,
94 billion.
It's 94 billion assets.
So the depreciation of 2 billion is on 94 billion.
That pertains to that. So in the 2013-14 years, the 98.7 billion, there's an increase. So obviously what the analyst would expect, if you don't add the assets, depreciation will just reduce it. So the top line is the acquisition of also of assets. That shows the funds that we use to do capital expenditure. And the sources of those funds are
the top one.
The 3.5
is
the capital. That's the capital.
And the one below that is the value of your present assets.
Correct. That's the carrying value, 100%. And then
acquisition.
The same thing as the balance of books to 98.5, and so you add the 94.4, the 176, and in that 94.4 is already the 3.5 included in there. So you get the 176, which is inventory, and inventory is basically stock, the stock count that we have our construction site. So at the end, we do a stock count, and that's the number that. the value of the inventory. In the receivables and payments at the 2.3 billion, that's the 5 billion that we spoke about earlier. So the 2.3 billion includes already an impairment. So an impairment would be making a provision for...
I mean, this unit actually runs 100 billion worth of assets.
Indeed. So it's a significant operation.
It's only two of them.
Isn't that big?
About 4,500.
4,000 people.
Yeah, you might do that one page with all the stuff on it. No, and then the breakdown, the depreciation, the asset value, you know, that one at a good one place can read this thing.
Yeah. Okay. There's the cash, 1.5, 1.6 billion in falling there. What I wanted to talk about earlier on is the five billion and receivables. So the 2.3 billion, 2,362, 679.
Right,
no, on the page 79.
Okay.
On page 7, first row from the bottom. 2,362, 679, 2,479, etc. That's the 5 billion net of impairment. What that means is the 5 billion is the gross amount that's now owed by customers, by our debtors. So in accounting, what you have to do is if what you talked about, the customers going, what is the legal concept? Prescription. Taking into account things like prescription, recoverability, potential recovery, you make a provision for potential. But obviously, you don't just simply like that, we will still pursue the money vigorously, but for users of the financial statement, you need to reflect, as we said, what is potentially the recoverable amount. I personally think we need to level initially. We're obviously going to go after making sure we collect as much as possible of the 5 billion.
But where's the 5 billion reflected?
So the 5 billion, this is net of the 5 billion. So how you would say, if you go to the notes, if you, it's not there in the actual financial statement, the 2362 will be comprised of the following. It'll have the 5 billion less a provision for impairment. And the provision for impairment is to make provision in accounting terms for the potential of irrecoverability, that you're not going to recover all
in accounting terms, you've made provision to only recover half, less than half.
Well, when we work the accounting, obviously when we claw the money back, that'll be laid back, it'll come back into the income statement. So it's already reflected in the income statement. So so that's what happened. So, to my mind,
what's already reflected in the income statement?
It's reflected in your balance sheet and your income
statement. 5 billion.
No, the 2 billion. The 2 billion. Yeah, the 2 billion is half of the 2.4 billion. 2.4 billion. Which is.
500 billion is real, but.
About 2.4 billion, yeah.
Only you recover this amount.
Yeah, I don't like that estimate.
Well, you see, when you give us that 2 billion with the 5 billion, you must tell us also, you see. Yeah, you've got, every year you should be getting 6 or 7 billion. And then you say it's a 5 billion a year. Now, sometimes what you should be getting is put under the rear. I mean, we must clearly know that this is your rear. And this is what you expect to get in the coming year. So that must be a clear distinction. Then we can understand then how you, you know, what the right of terms are. But, you're writing more than 4.5.
We haven't written it off yet, so we haven't...
Yeah, I think your book is
connected.
Yeah,
so it's not in the
mind.
No, it's not.
It's
not in the
mind.
And this is what we had to debate about.
Those people are so excited. No, they can't
be.
These folders are not so excited. They know only half of them are going to get bored.
No, this is just the company. I mean, at the end of the day, if we have a legal...
This is all in the general again. The refunding
account. It's just the accounting convention.
Convention?
Yeah. So you do
it sounds like bloody highway robbery. That doesn't sound like any convention or any kind. It just sounds like cookery, man. Yeah, you're right off the of
it. We're not writing at all. We can't.
You put 5 billion, I want to see it. I want to see their 5 billion. You're not writing at all.
No.
Okay, you're going to give us a few questions. Okay. They're not back with you again.
Okay.
All right. Okay, that actually, for the first time, I've had a much better idea of WDM, I'm telling you. Previously, it's just been this big dark hole. where you write off things after the money and so on. But now at least I can see how you're doing it. I can see it's looking right in front of my eyes, I can see it. And I can't do anything for those sort of reasons.
Alright. Okay, is that I think that the other, the last phase is visualization and surpluses.
What is
surplus? So let me explain that as well. So in 2008, prior to 2008, all our efforts were not necessarily recorded. We went up and we did an asset verification and all the assets were valued, etc. So those assets, they have been paid for by government in order to recognize government investments, the country's investments in those assets, that goes under accumulated surplus. So that would be typically, if you think of company, that would be the owner's equity. So it's the equity that's there, so that's what the surplus is. So it's the value of the assets. No, it's represented by, on the other side, so in accounting, every the debt must balance the credit, that 94 billion that you spoke about early on, relates to those assets.
So you look at that asset and you see how much you owe and
so basically what you think is all that 98 billion, the owner's equity, what government owns is 64 billion, and 31.4 billion is owed by the given asset, is owed by the...
Oh, yes, yeah, 31.
So that's the 31 billion. So that's the borrowing that you...
That's the loan that you've the got outstanding in the course of what... Okay.
Yeah, yeah, that's the long-term portion of...
Right.
So that's broadly speaking, and then you've got some finance leases, another accounting convention, trade and other small numbers, relatively speaking. Trading other is payable, it's our normal credit that we have. The provisions that we make for rehabilitation, for the rehabilitation, etc. Derivative financial instruments, it's not a derivative in true sense.
You don't Okay, quickly, part four. Routine bank part four. Progress report on the building.
Chair, that this doesn't relate to the E&E and the budget we've looked at now. You just asked us to give us progress on the 2012-13. But at the start, you said at this point you're going to let AG and National Treasury come in now. Yeah.
All right, so look at 5-6-5. So let's quickly take some questions. We'll do that tomorrow morning. Let's quickly take some questions on this budget and stuff. We are going to get two pages to break it down more like, and make it more readable for people like us. But any questions? Any, Mr. Rogers?
Thanks, Chair. Just a point of clarity perhaps. On the 5.4 billion rand that's outstanding, and we predict that 2.3 of that will come back. We've got it under receivable and prepayment. Why would we not then reflect this income?
Anyone else? Mr.
Kosan? Yeah, I don't have questions, but I just want to emphasize on two issues. One, the one that we have spoken about very late. We must go and look at that matter, and that it will give us some problems in the near future. Secondly, the increment of the increment for consultants. There is yes.
I can tell you now, I'm going to put it in the report, that it's unacceptable at program 2. I see you didn't say anything about consultants under the other program, but that doubling of the consultants in 2 years under program, who is the boss of program 2? I don't see who's the one here that's trying to... Okay. I'll write you off. What does that mean to you? To tell you you must take a regulator? Double it in 2 years.
Can I just respond?
You better.
On the, I think Bongi should actually respond. Since I've already been stopped, I'm going to take it. It's just important to notice, program 2 grants planning for the health infrastructure program. I'm not defending consultants. I'm just showing you the link to the program 2 and 5. that if you increase the infrastructure, you need more planning from
progress. You see, that's what I don't have clarity on, Alpha, because Treasury says the M-Week is a transfer and we're not going to need samples. Now, you see, we're creating double consultancy teams where we're probably not going to have to provide it. We would in the end because it'll come back to us because the intelligence won't do it. And I can predict now, I can put my house, not a big house, but I can put my house in it that that will happen. But the point is, in the meantime, you know, I would like to see, and you'll do a motivation for us, I would like to see why in the short term, in 2 years period, that a consultancy has to cover. And again, remember, I'm not a person that says that if we haven't got that capacity in the department and consultants do it, that that's wrong. I don't say that, sir. I don't say that. I think a lot of the ways that the AG does this create problems and confusion by actually doing real services that can't be provided by anyone else than outside services, then call the consultant and get the bad name. And I mean, I told the AG there already, but I think they're undermining themselves by the way that they're projecting. I mean, they should make a clear distinction between contracts that are service delivered, which they know you can't do yourself. As you say, the planning stuff. I mean, the planning of a contract, you know, you're going to do an investigation. I mean, you may have some people, you've got that unit that can do some of it for one contract, but you've got five contracts you can't do. So I understand this. But I like to see that motivation, because you automatically tell me double consultancy over 2 years. It just makes no sense. Okay? So I want that face from you. Do you want to add something like that, and you want to become part of the problem? Okay, come.
I should just accept that Helga did indicate that he actually saved me quite a lot. So I just wanted to say that if you look at the, I think that's why the CFO was saying that we need to look at it carefully. If you look at page 47, that slide shows you that the allocation of the fund is in that program. It's about 5% of the total budget. And it will show you...
But I tell you how CFOs work. The mere fact that the CFO put that under the note makes me tell you that she's uncomfortable about it.
No, I don't know where I'm getting to.
Let me tell you that I can...
The fact that she's still there, so I lied to me, I know.
All I did was put two and two together.
The other thing is that it does help us, your question does help us in a way, because one of the things we need to be looking at, if you look at the vacancy analysis, you will see that even the kind of people we also even have in that environment, quite a good number of those are retiring within the level that you're talking about. But obviously, if we put those numbers together, we'll be able to connect to see where the problems are.
Get a one pager to us at this stage. You can take it that this committee is very angry what you're doing. Very angry, as we said here. Okay? And I know your CFO is uncomfortable there because he put the note there. So there's great uncomfortableness to program 2. We are feeling uncomfortable here as we sit here. As I sit here, I'm really uncomfortable. I don't know if I can keep tonight. Alright, now, Mr. Rogers raised the point. Are you taking that on board?
The question? The question was that the 5.4 billion, why is it reflected in? Why is it reflected as income?
Yeah.
That's the question. Mm. Why did you hear it? It's a very good question. I mean, this is what the chair was saying. We need to distinguish. In the 6 budget that we've got, a great lot of reflection in that.
You'll do it in that 2 frames.
We have
an explained question now.
Yeah, what?
That 2 frames has now become a 6 frame.
Yeah.
It's now become a whole essay.
It's an essay.
Okay. All right. So we're good there. And we'll answer that question. Has Mrs. Kosana's question been answered? He's definitely supported me on the consultants and the regulator. Do you really want to speak on this?
The point of my misunderstanding, we never said the independent regulator. We just said that we were looking at ways how to, in the department, the regulator, for example, you cook. We've got complaints coming to us, municipalities say, there are poor people that don't get a free wage board and things like that. There is regulation over the total scope of even water boards, etc. So it's looking at that total
Why me as a consultant? I won't charge you too much, and I'll give you the answer very quickly.
At the valid point you're raising was because you can create a specialized unit in the past could that's fine, if that's what you're thinking of.
But for that, you don't have to go to consultant.
But, yeah, okay, you know, I really should leave Parliament. I should go and come work in this water sector. Because I can see you've got a 10 billion budget here that you're dying to spend and give consultants. So I can make a skin here. 3-4 skin. I may very well not be in this city anymore. I'm telling you, I'm coming to consult in this area. Get those tenders, hold them back for after 2014. I'm coming to tender 2014. I'm becoming a tender problem here. What do they call it? Well, it's 10 up in here. Yeah, I tell you what, this sector, they're still going to call me billionaire in this country. This sector is a lot of money to give. And then the last question is from Dr. Hong.
I think that you don't worry for 5.6 billion for this outstanding. Because the serious question is that you can't answer. Because you set up for the 1.6 billion. For this current year. But I think the strong lady side is talking to show you how can the balance for this one, because you think of the target for the balance for year 2016. But the second thing I think I'd like to know this one for the water management, for from the US indicator for mine water management. Page 67, yeah? You know, you didn't highlight for the 2014 and 2016 in the business for your allocation is how much you put the 80. I don't know why you keep this the money in the water manager is the empty for the result of the year.
I know what the answer is going to be. You're not treasurer.
Then for the...
You asked treasurer at the back then. He can treasure all the questions.
then you put that it's a long revenue is the 6.8 billion, and your other long paper revenue is 53 million. What does it mean for the other long paper revenue? What is this name for the indicator for which item? Thank you.
Okay. Response.
In terms of the mine water management, we did not get any allocation for the upper years. The provision was only made for 3 years when it was starting the project. And the activity earlier on indicated when it is the ACP. So we don't have at this stage.
Remember what they did there, Dr. Huang? They came with a short-term solution and a budget was given for it. And they now busy, remember they created that again at the department, created a laborious process of looking at plans for the long-term solution. Now we're waiting for the long-term solution. Once we've got the long-term solution, then you can take out Treasury and its cabinet agrees, this is a long-term solution, it's going to cost X amount. So that is the money they're only giving us is for short-term solution. The long-term solution they still have to come. When is that, by the way, when is that going to be ready? It's my lifetime. What is the deadline?
Huh? Just only the feasibility study when finished.
I think we have July or something. It should be July. Make a note of that if you must. Let us know when you've got that, eh? July.
2014-15 is a long term.
The actual study that we have committed to doing is ending this financial year in 2013-14.
Treasury gave money for 3 years for the short term. Then, and remember we were pushing to get longer term solutions. Then they went back and said, okay, well let's look at a longer term solution. They created a task team to look at that, and they must come with a report. It's only when that is there, then they will be able to go back to Treasury to ask for more money. So that's why there's no money.
Yes?
The
other thing that DDG Regions mentioned, the fact that we're now looking at the national picture as well. So, but at the beginning,
you're looking at what?
The national picture.
Oh, the picture with the
Mpumalanga. Yeah. She mentioned earlier. So we're looking at the national picture parallel.
Well, my first response when they said that is I was wondering why the Department of Mining is not
rethink about this, because we know about that extra fund that they got and that they get paid, and why they're not actually making sure that this doesn't happen or that in the advantage run. Because a lot of these minds are not old like the advantage run. So the same problem should not necessarily, and the minds that are presently there should be the ones that take responsibility. But okay, that's just me. Alright, so those are the... Are all your questions answered? Yeah, are there more?
Huh? Sure.
So this is one question. Sorry? Other answer?
Chair, just in terms of Honourable Dr. Cormick's question around mine water, while we don't have funding in the other years, I must just highlight that the budget that we have due to the 13-14 year isn't adequate to finish the work that we're doing. But it's an issue we're engaging with National Treasury with. There's been an engagement at the DG level, and that engagement will carry on. So there is a deficit there.
Dr. Keir gave us a whole breakdown when we went to the... Remember, they told us their work that's now going to cost $1 billion a month. So we know about that. But they've not decided that that's what is in the budget thing. Okay, was there something else?
Just one question about non-tax revenue. Primarily, construction income for services related to we have our own construction unit inside the infrastructure who are primarily responsible for developing infrastructure for the branch, for the water building entity. Sometimes we, this construction unit renders services
to the work.
So that's what primarily do, but sometimes they render a service, for example, to the main account or to municipality, so that's the income that they generate, that's part of it. We also included in there is disposal of assets. We've got construction equipment, etc., and disposal, sometimes it's a cost that we make out of it. We also have some interest charges that is levy on outstanding debt, and that's budgeted for intent and projected. So those are main what's included in the other. The biggest part of it is service rendered by construction, so the construction unit providing a service outside parties to the economic income. Okay.
All right. Let's find it after the slide already. Let's try and wrap this up. Tomorrow we're only sitting in the morning, so we'll start at 9 for 1. As I said, if one or two of you I know have got things that you have to fly, you may have to leave half an hour so earlier, that's fine. That's no problem. Do what you have to do. I think what we need to do tomorrow, Mr. Alster, is we start with the financial statement. So, the audit. I see you've got no notes here for me on that. I don't know why it's not here. And at that time, of course, the AG and the Treasury will make their point, whatever they found is lacking in your department. So that'll have to be done tomorrow. Every year we do a financial statement. We look at what scope of compliance, we look at what your audit statement was last year. We look at what your projected audit statement is coming in. That's always after the budget. That's the financial statement. So we're looking at what money you're getting, now we're looking at what you did with it. It's not looking at that. That'll happen first thing tomorrow, and then after that we'll do the infrastructure story. Okay, and I don't think we'll probably do more than that. But if there is more than that, there are little bits and pieces that we can do. And then tomorrow we'll then assess what we'll do on the 18th, because the 16th, sorry. Because, I mean, this 80s report on the consultants, clearly that was missed. The BDR, we need a full report on the BDR. So I said that and stand over to the 16th. I mean, how far are they, have they implemented, you know, what have they done, you know, I mean, are we happy with what they've done? And then, of course, I imagine I must think about it, whether some of the units, Alphard units, that gentleman's unit, and then whether we want specific reports on them. I see they're not here, which is fine, because I'm trying to not just do the, you know, every bit of piece. And then all these ones we just say that don't have to come tomorrow. There's a whole lot of work that's left over. So we're going to have to reassess tomorrow and see. We've got the 16th, we'll probably have to add another day. The whole NWRS report back, that has to come. So I'm going to have to rearrange the program. I'll look at it tonight, or otherwise I'll do it in the recess to add a few, some time for you to do those things. But for tomorrow now, it's the financial statement. I see both of you are frowning just now.
which I don't understand why. And also you come and tell me what it is that Skoba has said you've done wrong. I can see what it is and what you're doing about it. And then what it was, the problems with your last financial statement, and what you've done to fix it up. And then what it is that the AGS thing about this one that's coming, that's what you need to do. And then we'll take the input from Treasury and AG order. And then I said that, I said then the interest on shipping tomorrow, and if there's anything left, we'll put it. Everyone happy with it? You understand what has to be done? Everyone happy? Where are we meeting tomorrow? It's 12:00. That's the bottom, that's the NCOP, the bottom one there. 9:00, okay. Let's give a good 4 hours tomorrow to try and finish the work. 9:00, please, okay? Till 1:00. All right. Thank you, Mitch.
Sorry, okay, just, I'm cutting the door off guard. And I know that has to be done, but I'm also forgetting that I asked in the morning with regard to the two CFOs in terms of the closeout. We're trying to do that by remote control. I've got them sitting in here, whereas I ought to need them to be driving the team, so I'm just pushing closeout.
Yeah, look, if anyone else can explain it, that's fine. If not, then they're just going to do it quickly tomorrow morning and do it, won't take long. And just get their input on it, and then they can go, they can help them.
But
one of them at least can go. I mean, both of them don't have to be here. But at least if someone can come and do those things, answer the AG's questions, I imagine the DG can answer some of it. But if there are some specific things that we need to know, I mean, there's the whole thing of the control that had to change. No one's ever reported back to me that it happened. No one's reported. But this tomorrow is the time. What we always do is the budget, and then the financial, what I call the financial statement, the second item, big item that we do. Then we look at all the other stuff, infrastructure and so on and so on. Okay, so work it out. As I say, both of them definitely don't have to be here tomorrow. And if one of them is here, they just have to give the input really on the one that I asked for around financial statement. I don't imagine there's going to be a lot of questions, and so they'll be hitting soon after that. Okay? So try and do as best you can. Okay? Okay? Happy? Let's go. Ambakaya.